Well, thank you. I'd like to invite now the boys and girls, members of our church school program, to join me at the front here for a few moments. Come on down. Morning. Let's put that over there. How's everybody today? Hello, hello, hello. Well, I was just talking about how nice the room looks here from the decorations we put up a couple weeks ago. I know some of you helped out on that. Who helped out? Who helped put the decorations up here in this room? I know some of you did. Yeah, thanks, Ben, and Laura. I think you helped out a little bit, and a lot of folks did. So thanks for helping make our place look so nice at this time of year. Now, let me ask you: what's the main color you see in everything that we put up here? Red and what? And green. Yeah, look at all this green.
And silver.
And green and silver. Anybody have any idea why there is so much green? Why so much green? Yeah, why?
It's Christmas.
Excuse me?
It's Christmas.
It's Christmas, absolutely right. Anybody else? Why is it green? Yeah.
It's for color.
Colors of trees, right? Colors of Christmas tree, right? Anybody else? Green, yeah, Ben. Red for Santa, okay. We got that all year round, right? And green. Well, let me tell you another reason why you see we like to put up green at this time of year. I'll catch you in just a minute. Let me see why we put it. Well, go ahead. What else? Sorry. Very good. Thank you. Well, here's some more green that I clipped off of a bush out here this morning to bring in here. I'll tell you another reason why we put so much green up at this time of year. It goes way back, probably several thousand years, even before people were celebrating Christmas, as to why green is so important at this time of year. It goes way back to some of our earliest human ancestors, mothers, fathers, who lived way back many thousands of years ago. And they noticed, as we all did at this time of year, that most trees, the leaves turn, first they turn a nice color, and they turn brown, and they fall off, and it gets cold, and the ground gets hard, and it looks like the trees are, it looks like everything's kind of dying out there. And so the people who lived these thousands of years ago, they wondered about that. But then they also noticed that there were some trees that stayed green all winter long, just like these little branches I clipped this morning from a bush here. It's the 4th of December, but it's still green. It's still green. What's that?
They keep on standing better than the leaves.
Yes, they do. They hold on better than the leaves. And what this told those very long time ago folks was that even though it looked like things were dead out there, but there was still life going on because there were some trees that stayed green. So they would gather around some of these greener trees and have their celebrations, maybe build fires, sing songs, do whatever they could do to let themselves know that even though it looked pretty cold and dead out there, that in time the spring would come and it would get warm and everything would turn green again. So that was what they needed, was a reminder that everything would turn green. And then when we began celebrating Christmas, we decided to use some of that greenery to put into our Christmas celebrations as well. But it actually goes way back before then, way back to when people just wanted something to remind themselves that someday the whole world will turn green again, even though it looks a little drab and dark right now. So let's remember that as we go forward, that there are lots of reasons you see green this year, Christmas trees and many other things as well.